Yes, you're still tuned into NeoRax. We're here until 10 o'clock. And if you tuned in last week, we played this band for the first time last week called Intuitive. And yes, they're from Northeast Ohio. And they're an original group. And they're in studio with us right now. So welcome to the studio.
Hi.
And it helps if I turn your mics on.
How's it going?
Welcome to the studios.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Introduce yourselves.
All right, well, I'm Kim, and I'm originally from New York, and I love Ohio. I live in Lakewood now, and it's so much fun, and I'm so happy to be here and so excited to be here.
Say, and you're the flute player?
I am the flute player.
And I'm the cello player. My name is Trevor. I'm from Chicago originally. Right now I live in Lakewood, and I'm happy to be here as well.
So, okay, so you both are from out of town. What brought you to Cleveland?
School. I went to Cleveland Institute of Music. And
I did as well, yeah. That's where Trevor and I met. We met as students at the Cleveland Institute, so.
All right. Yeah. And so, flute and cello, you guys are doing original music in Cleveland. Where do you guys play? How do you make that work? And because I met you guys in an interesting situation where it was Classical Revolution at a beer garden.
It wasn't, you know, the. I mean, it was so much fun to play that type of gig. We do a lot of that, a lot of outreach in the community. Trevor and I play at the Cleveland Clinic and University Hospital every month. We also do a lot of outreach in schools, and we perform. We do assemblies and workshops as part of the Center for Arts Inspired Learning Agency. And we just recently came up with this really cool program for pre-K and kindergarten students that we're very excited about for this upcoming year. It's called Beginner's Beats.
So, and you guys will be playing this week.
Yes.
Thursday night at the Bop Stop.
Yes.
Is it just the two of you playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, just the two of us playing, yeah.
For one set, two sets, so continuously all night long?
So it starts at 8, and we'll probably do 8 to 9 and then take a short little break and then come back for some more music after that. So.
Okay. Yeah. So what kind of background have you guys – how long have you guys been playing – your instruments, and what made you think to start doing hip hop and beatbox with the classical instruments?
Okay, well, let's see. The first question was, when did I start
playing?
All right, so.
Yeah, I threw a lot at you right then.
I started when I was 5, and my mom's a piano teacher, so my family, it's pretty musical. I have 2 brothers, and my dad plays guitar. And at one point, we were all playing the cello. And my brothers, as we were growing up, they all kind of really got into hip-hop. So we were listening to, like, Dr. Dre's 2001. And I used to love Eminem in high school. Like, I would listen to him all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, all the time. And then, like, I would listen to Jurassic 5 and then Atmosphere. And, you know, there were points, too, where I would sometimes really get attached to certain classical music. And, like, I love listening to Rostropovich. He's a great cellist. And then,
And I mean, I've been playing the flute for 18 years now. And I just have always been super passionate about music, but I've always kept a really open mind about music. And I think that's why I love what we do as a group so much, is we like to fuse hip-hop and also rock and classical, because we both majored in classical performance. So we both have a very strong ties to the classical repertoire, and but at the same time, we love all types of music.
Will you be playing any covers Thursday?
We can if you want.
I wonder, like, with this setup, what kind of covers do you play?
We've done Hide and Seek by, I think it's Imogen Heap.
Okay.
Okay.
We've also done One Republic covers. We've done some.
See the Imogen Heap, I can understand. One Republic?
Yeah.
People awesome. People always come up when we play that. They're like, I know that song. What?
Yeah. Yeah, but it has a little twist to it.
I imagine you can mess with people by taking a pretty popular song and then making it your own, and then they're going, no lyrics, and you go, what the heck was that?
Yeah, like, I kind of know where that comes from. Yeah. But yeah.
Awesome.
Say, well, you want to play something real quick?
Sure. We're going to start with a piece that's called Dusk Before Dawn. This isn't on our album. It's one of our newer pieces.
We've got Intuitive live in studio with us, performing live, and they're getting set up. It's a little bit different than with the rock band, because Trevor can't just sit and talk with us with his instrument in his lap. he's got to set it off to the side.
That's true. Is this mic where you want it, by the way, Eric? Live radio. By the way?
We're gonna find out, because this is the first time we've had a group like this in studio. So you're our guinea pigs for today.
Right. Setting up the bass drum. Got the cello ready. The flute bass looks drum. Like it's set to go. All right, team, you ready?
Ready.
All right.
And go. Intuitive live on New Rocks. Intuitive live in studio with us on Neorax. What was the name of that track again?
It's called Dusk Before Dawn.
Dusk Before Dawn.
Yes.
And that is not on your album.
That's not on our album.
Teek and Tuka is the name of the album. When did you release it?
It came out before the summer. So I think it was like May 2015. Okay. Yeah.
So was that track something that didn't make the disc, or have you written it since?
We've written it, yes.
Yeah, we've written it since then. Okay. Yeah.
So do you guys feel like you're coming up with music really quickly then?
Yeah.
I'd say, yeah.
Yeah. And I think it just keeps getting, I think, better. Yeah. It's fun writing music.
It's a lot of fun writing music.
So you guys were talking a little bit about the outreach programs that you guys have, mm-hmm. and one of your classes is Beginner's Beats.
Yeah.
And we were talking a little bit about it off the air, so explain what you do with that.
So for that, we perform a couple of our tunes, but we always engage with the preschoolers as much as we can. And our goal for that, first of all, is to teach the kids what exactly a flute is, what exactly a cello is, and how the instruments make sound, how the cello, you know, makes its tone. So they come out with a pretty good understanding of what, you know, what the instruments are. And then secondly, we play a tune that's from our album, actually. It's called The Devil's Anthem. And we have them basically imagine any sort of a haunted house story that they want to imagine. And so they come up with these really cool stories by the end, and we ask them to think about different words, different adjectives, and a lot of the times, a lot of it's ghosts and spooky and creepy and all these things, but the idea is to get the kids to be more engaged and think about, you know, music and describing music and different words to describe music. So that's part of our presentation. And then my favorite part, and I think their favorite part too, is the beat section. So that's when Trevor actually teaches them how to beatbox, and it's pretty fun seeing preschoolers learn how to beatbox. Trevor, did you want to talk a little more about that?
I said I'm 30 and I don't understand beatbox at all. So,
well, Trevor, where did you learn how to beatbox? Where did that come from?
I was in the shower. And
every good story starts that way, doesn't it?
No, but there's this really great beatboxer. His name is Razel, and he just blew my mind. And so I was just trying to imitate him, and then, you know, slowly I was just getting better at it. But the shower did really help. It's just you get a nice sound in the shower. So that's how I.
How do you go about teaching a preschooler?
Well, if they know their alphabet, usually I'll say, "Can you say the letter B?" And then, to over enunciate the B, so they'll get a B, and then maybe I'll say, "Now say T," and they'll say T. Now I'll say, "Put it together," and they'll go B and T and B and T. And then I'll do like a little like B and T and B and T and B and T. And then, you know, they'll just kind of groove with it. And then I might say, now it's do B and T and shh. And, you know, they'll just, you know, get a basic understanding of how to beatbox, you know.
And sometimes he'll add our name in there when the DJ sort of scratches. He'll sort of do that for fun. It always makes the kids laugh. So.
That is awesome.
We are talking with the band Intuitive and obviously cello and flute.
Real quick, I'm sorry to cut in. I wanted to say, people who are listening, you spell your band name how?
A little differently, it's I-N, the number 2, because there's two of us, and then A-T-I-V-E. So that's the spelling of Intuitive. And our website's intuitiveduo.com.
And when you perform, Trevor, you've got a little bit of stuff going on over there with the cello. You've got a looper, you've got an effects amp. Mm-hmm. How much looping do you do?
I've always wanted to get into looping, so I've only been using the loop pedal for, I'd say, maybe about 3 or 4 months. But I love it, and I recently put out a song on my Facebook wall, and I'm just using the loop pedal, and you can kind of see what it really does, and just you can layer so much sound mm-hmm. with it. And it's just really useful for us to use because it can make us sound like there's more than two people.
Yeah, yeah. Like layering all these different soundscapes and just it makes us think about sound differently and basically allows us to have more tools.
Yeah. So, you guys want to play another track?
Yeah, sure.
So, Intuitive, you guys are playing Thursday night at the Bop Stop at 8 o'clock. They're live in studio with us right now. And what are you going to be playing for us?
So this next piece is also one that we composed pretty recently. It's called Hero, and we have a story that goes along with it, but basically you can imagine any sort of a Disney hero, Hercules, and coming to save a town. And
Or Game of Thrones.
Or Game of Thrones. but the beginning of it, Trevor actually plays this, it references the Elgar Cello Concerto, so referencing the classical roots. So enjoy and Hero.
Mm-hmm.
Intuitive, live in studio with us. A track called Hero.
Okay, wait, stop.
Okay.
That was awesome. That was so freaking cool. I'm sorry. I just had to say that to get that out.
Now you know why I was raving and gushing.
Well, actually, I saw you guys at the Brothers Lounge, what, about 6 months ago. I ran sound for you for, like, you know, three songs at the 10x3, and I was, I don't know what I was doing. I should have said more than...
You were drinking. You
know. Yeah, I was drinking. You played later in the night. I had a few.
Yeah, those songs were laid back that night.
Yeah. We have some pretty laid back songs as well. So, wow. Yeah.
Awesome.
So the name of your disc, Tikan Tuka.
Tikan Tuka, yeah.
And
it's going to be on iTunes soon, actually. We're working on that. But if you come out to the Bop Stop, we'll have some there as well. So.
And again, the Bop Stop Thursday night show is at 8 o'clock.
8 p.m., yeah.
What time are doors?
Probably like 7:30, 7:45, okay. Yeah.
And then where can people go to find out more about you guys?
So our website is intuitiveduo.com. Again, intuitiveduo.com. And also we have a Facebook page, so please like us on Facebook.
So you guys have all this new material. You just recorded a disc.
Yeah.
Are you going into studio again soon?
I want to.
You will, yeah.
I keep bugging her about it because... I don't know. As an artist, you're never happy with like your previous work, even though, you know, I don't know. I think that what we can do can be even better for
yeah,
the next
basically,
time
around. I think that what Trevor's trying to say too is that we always are growing, we're always learning. So every time we come to jam out, it's always a little different, and sometimes we think it's better. So with time and stuff, you know, I think we'll come out with a really great second album. So,
but, I would give it maybe 3 months. We'll be in a studio. Hopefully.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing here. This is good. Yeah. This is, you're putting the pressure on her. Okay.
Well, thank you both so much for coming
thank
in.
You guys.
Thank you for having us.
We got one last track off the disc. This is Rain Nor Shine. I think you guys played this at the Beer Garden.
Yeah.
And the rain actually came.
Yeah, it brings it. Yeah.
So, again, thank you very much for stopping in. Intuitive, they will be playing at the Bop Stop Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Here is Rain Nor Shine on NeoRocks.